أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا جاءك الذين يؤمنون بآياتنا فقل سلام عليكم كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة أنه من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فأنه غفور رحيم وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولتستبين سبيل المجرمين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 54 and 55 of Surah Al-An'am. In the discussion yesterday, we spoke about the reason of the revelation of the verses before this, that the leaders of the Quraysh had made a demand upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that so long as he has those Sahaba like Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Suhail, Sayyidina Ammar, and the other Sahaba that were impoverished, then they would not make their way to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would not sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only time they would sit and listen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dismisses these Sahaba. In one of the narrations, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was there when this request had come, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had also felt it expedient, he had also felt it wise that this be done. Why it should be done, like we discussed, that if these Quraysh leaders accept Iman and Islam, then Makkah will accept Iman and Islam, the Arabian Peninsula will accept Iman and Islam. So the whole focus was on Dawat, the whole focus was upon the acceptance of Islam and the progress of Islam, but that is not what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had realized that he had made an error, and Sahaba were not free of making errors, that was Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. But Sahaba immediately repented, turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to a large number of commentators, these verses, the verse we discussed today, was revealed because of that regret and the remorse of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And together with this, the words are in its very general sense. And this will be applicable to any believer who had broken the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had gone wrong, who had committed some sin or the other, and then he realizes he's wrong and he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا, that when those people who have brought Iman in our verses or our signs come to you, فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, make salam upon them. Some commentators are inclined to believe that فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ means the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his heart is broken because he felt he had wronged, he felt that he had shouldn't have given that opinion. These Sahaba, about whom it was said that they should disperse from the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their hearts were also broken. فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, their hearts were broken because what is this that we must be dispersed from the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we so unworthy? And hence say salam upon them. In other words, make up their hearts also. And like that, if anybody had to come and approach Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who had committed any kind of sin, then say to them also, salamun alaykum. In other words, make up that broken heart, give them courage and give them strength, that is spiritual strength, and hope that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is there for one and all. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written upon himself الرَّحْمَةِ, that is mercy, like we find in the hadith that after Allah ta'ala had created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had an inscription inscribed by the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's Rahmah far supersedes the wrath and the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then also give them the good tidings, أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ, that certainly that person who practiced evil, بِجَهَالَةٍ, out of ignorance. Now out of ignorance here would mean that they had become heedless of the fact that it is a sin, and they had become forgetful of the fact that there is adab after the sin. So at the time when anybody commits any sin, the truth and the matter would be, it is not about having the knowledge of what is right and what is wrong. It is the consciousness that a person forgets Allah Ta'ala at that time. He commits the sin, he forgets that he's now made himself eligible to the adab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is jahala that is in this ayat. And this is the commentary of most of the great commentators of the Quran Sharif. So at that time he became heedless of the adab of Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ تَابَ مِن بَعْدِهِ, then he made tawbah thereafter. وَأَصْلَحَ, and he made amends. In other words, there was no persistence of the sin. And even if there was a persistence of the sin, again he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again there is a recurrence of the sin. Again make tawbah to Allah ta'ala. فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, well, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most kind. In other words, turn to Allah and seek that forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should not abandon these sahaba, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarified the right way and the wrong way, and Allah ta'ala says, and similarly we clarify the verses, we clarify the ayat. Why? وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, so that we will expose the ways of the mujrimeen, the ways of those who broke the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and who had violated the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not to expose the individuals per se, but it is for those that want to traverse in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. They can see the two paths that are very clear. The path that goes towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, that whoever has iman, whoever has accepted iman and Islam, then they should not disperse from the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or for that matter no believer should expel such a believer from his or her company. But we are all believers, and nobody knows, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, who is more honorable in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, that is a person that has more taqwa, and no one can point out the taqwa of any other individual. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.